You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. Paul Esposito here. Happy Tuesday to you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Tuesday to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are in Romans chapter 8 here on this program. WGOD Radio, we take 15 minutes a day here, work our way through the New Testament. I'm the host of this program. I'm Paul Esposito. I am the radio station manager here on this station, 91.5, as well as the WWBC, where this program is heard at 11:45 a.m. I'm also the pastor of Island Community Church, and I would love to see you. Matter of fact, our entire church family would love to greet you and welcome you with open arms if you care to visit us on some Sunday morning. Our services are at 10:30 in the morning. We are at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet Wednesday nights at 6 for Bible study. I believe we're in chapter 12, maybe 13. It shows you how behind the eight ball I am. Got to hit those books and get ready for Wednesday. This I know. Lord willing, we're meeting Wednesday night at 6 o'clock. Love to see you. Sunday morning, we're kicking off chapter 12 at church. And that is, for the rest of this book, Paul's going to show us how to live it out. He's been teaching doctrine, chapters 1 through 8. He's been teaching what in the world happened to Israel, chapters 9 through 11. And now 12 through 15, how to live it out, how to live right, how to live out your faith. That's where we're going to be this Sunday morning at 10:30. Here on the radio, we're in chapter 8. I've entitled this sermon, No Condemnation, taken from the great verse, Romans 8:1. There is therefore now no condemnation to all those that are in Christ Jesus. Now there's a comma there. It says to those who do not, those who are walking in the Spirit, not in the flesh. That's where we're at. I know I just butchered that verse. Let's go now to the second program here, part two of this sermon, No Condemnation.
No matter what you've done, remember, He saved you on your worst day, in your worst state, when we were still sinners. Christ died for us. There's nothing you can do He doesn't already know. A, B, He saved you before you were born. He knows everything you're going to do. See, He saved you before He made the foundations of the world. He chose us in Him before the foundations of the world. There's nothing you can do that's going to surprise Him. And your salvation's not based on your works. It's based on His grace. He's chosen you for a reason we don't know. It's not based on your sins. You don't lose it based on your sins. That's good news. You will never face the judgment of God that will come upon the whole world. Ever. Now Jesus said in Revelation 3:10, He said, because you have kept my command to persevere, I also will keep you out of the hour of trial. That's going to come upon the whole world. To test those that dwell on the earth. Notice too how all these promises are conditional. Do you see that? Those who kept my command to persevere. But God does not and will not slay the righteous with the wicked. Again, notice the caveat in the end of verse 1. Because this is what genuine Christ followers look like. There is therefore now no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. You see, everyone wants to stop reading there, but the verse goes on. That is, if you've got a good Bible, the verse goes on. It doesn't stop there. If your Bible stops there, come see me after church. I'll give you another one. Because it continues, there's a comma there, not a period. And it says after that comma, again, there is therefore now no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus, comma, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. You see, because if you serve the law of sin, you'll remember, if you serve the law of sin, you will die. He told us earlier. There is therefore now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus who don't walk after the flesh, but walk after the Spirit. Now, I suppose that the converse of that would be true then. Therefore, there is condemnation to all those that walk according to the flesh and not according to the Spirit. Fair enough, right? It's got to be true. Let me read that again. This verse I just made up. That's got to be true. Therefore, there is condemnation to all those that walk according to the flesh and not according to the Spirit. All right, verse 2. Building on why there's no condemnation. Starts with the word for. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and of death. Ha! Here we've got another law introduced to us now. The law of life in Christ. Actually, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. And this law has made me free from the law of sin and ultimately the law of death. Verse 3, for what the law could not do, you see that? What the law could not do. Stop there for a minute. For what the law could not do, which was what? Save you. Naturally, the law condemns you, which is why Paul calls the law a ministry of death and a ministry of condemnation. What the law could not do is save your soul. The law condemns you. The law says you do everything written in this book or you stand condemned. That's the law. What the law could not do, Paul says, in that it was weak through the flesh, God did. By sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh. And on account of sin, he condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. There's that verse again, just like verse 1. What a profound statement. That God sent his son in the likeness of sinful flesh, meaning he looked like you. And me, at least on the outside. And the righteous requirement of the law is death. The soul that sins shall surely die. So somebody had to die to fulfill the righteous requirement of the law. And that somebody was God's only begotten Son. 2 Corinthians 5:21 tells us, for he made him who knew no sin. Notice it doesn't say he allowed him. It says he made him. He made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Now in verse 5, Paul starts again his timely tradition of comparing two things side by side. Verse 5. Two competing lifestyles. We got two competing lifestyles in verse 5. Those that live according to the flesh, Paul does this in all of his letters. He compares the right and the wrong, good and the evil. John compares light and darkness in his letters. 1st, 2nd, 3rd John and the Gospel of John. Paul compares law and grace all the time. Right and wrong, law and grace. You've got to understand these Bible writers and how they think. Two competing lifestyles. Those that live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those that live according to the Spirit set their mind on the things of the Spirit. Which is what? Love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, faith, self-control. Which the Bible says, against such things there is no law. Right? Galatians 5:22 and 23. That's where you need to set your mind on. The fruits of the Spirit. Again, love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. Now, verse 6, he repeats it again. For to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Verse 7, and the reason why it's death. Because, starts with the word because, see it? Again, to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. You want to have peace in this world? You got to be spiritually minded. Right, Colossians 3:2, set your mind above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. That's how you have peace. To be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, this is verse 8, Romans 8, 8. So then, those that are in the flesh cannot please God. Is that you this morning? Is that where you're at? I hope not. Those that are in the flesh, look what it says. Those that are in the flesh might not please God. Not. Those that are in the flesh cannot. It is a physical impossibility for you to please God when you're walking and meditating and thinking on the things of this world. You can't do it. It's not that you might do it. It's not that you might struggle with it. You cannot. You cannot please God when you have a carnal mind. The carnal mind is enmity against God. With the mind, I serve the law of God, and with the flesh, the law of sin. And the wages of sin is death. So to be carnally minded, think of chili con carne. What does carne mean? Meat. I got someone to say something in here today. Flesh. This worthless stuff here. Let me move on here.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.